Stewart.
Subway stations closed again, sleeps beneath its veil of rain. My footprints, broken trail behind, steals the night lights from my mind. The dark, deserted streets stand clear. Today has lived and died in here. So I leave the chapel gloom to find the shelter of my tiny room. But it's alright while the lights of the city shines so bright. It's all right till the last winding train fades from sight. Then alone in my room I must stay to lose or win, while these wild bedsitter images come back to hem me in. Ah, the paneled buttons on the door chase shivering shadows to the floor. Upon the pillars, so one of them, the memories of hopes begin. The carpet with its flowers and shred expires. A foot before my bed, the crack that won't return again, advancing through my broken window pane. But it's alright while the lights of the city shine so bright. It's all right till the last winding train fades from sight. Then alone in my room I must stay to lose or win, while these wild bedsitter images come back to hem me in. Ah, the friends I've left back home all right, with laughing words that warm my sight, saying, tell us, how's the city life? When I reply, and say, just fine, and so you see, I can't go back till I either win or crack. I'm standing in a one-way street, the stage is set, the story incomplete. But it's alright while the lights of the city shine so bright. It's all right till the last winding train fades from sight. Then alone in my room I must stay to lose or win, while these wild bedsitter images come back to hem me in.
Good evening, my name is Al Stewart, and the first number that you heard was called Bedsitter Images. The number that I'd like to sing for you now is called My Enemies Have Sweet Voices, and this one's unusual in that it's all played on the bass string of the guitar.
What's in a box called paradise when the fiddler from the band asks me, why do you stand there crying? I answered him, musician, this may come as a surprise. I was trying to split the difference, and it split before my eyes. And my enemies have sweet voices, their tongues are soft and kind. When I hear my heart rejoices, I do not seem to mind. I was playing brack in Bedlam, and the doctor would not deal, asking me, why do you kneel down there crying?
I answered him, physician, I think you would have cried. I was falling back on failure, and the failure stepped aside. And my enemies have sweet voices, their tones are soft and kind. When I hear my heart rejoices, I do not seem to mind. I was blindsided to the gutter, and Merlin happened by asking me, why do you lie down there bleeding? I answered him, magician, as a matter of fact, I was jumping to conclusions, and one of them jumped back. And my enemies have sweet voices, their tones are soft and kind. When I hear my heart rejoices, I do not seem to mind.
That was called My Enemies Have Sweet Voices, and I composed the music to that. The words were originally a poem by Peter Morgan. This is a song which I've written especially for the program. Actually, I wrote it last night in an effort to get a song which ran under 3 minutes. And this one's called Clifton in the Rain.
Bouncing on the noses of the people from the train. A block of salty ears glistened in the traffic light. Feet squelched soggy leaves across the grain. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. And all along the way, wanderers in overcoats with collars on parade. And steaming in the night, the listeners in the troubadour, the guitar player weaves the willow strain. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. And be safe, saw you moving, wondered if you really felt that way. Do you ever fear the images of Hollywood? Have you felt a shadow of its pain? I thought of you in Clifton in the rain. Thank you.
That was called Denise at 16. This brings us to the last number of the evening. It's a song of mine called Manuscript. We've talked a little bit about the connection between poetry and modern folk music, and it all seems very much to me to be part of a general movement that takes in rock and roll bands like the Beatles and a lot of the West Coast groups, and of course people like Bob Dylan and Simon and Garfunkel, and people like ourselves, and most of the poets as well. In fact, it's all part of a sort of general movement among young people to make the words mean something and bring them out of the Moon, June and Spoon category. I don't really know what you think about it, but anyway, listen to this one. This is called Manuscript.
Prince Louis Battenberg is burning, the Admiralty lights down low, silently sifting papers sealed with a crown. Admiral Lord Fisher is writing to Churchill, calling for more dreadnoughts. The houses in Hackney are all falling down. And my grandmother sits on the beach in the days before the war. Writing her diary while time seems to pause, watching the waves as they come one by one to die on the shore, kissing the the lights of St. Petersburg come on as usual, although the air seems charged with a strangeness of late, yet there's nothing to touch. And the Tsar in his great winter palace has called for the foreign news. An archduke was shut down in Bosnia, but nothing much. Grandmother sits by the mirror in the days before the war, smiling a secret smile as she goes to the door. And the young man rides up in his carriage homeward once more, and the sun sets gently. The day we decided to drive down to Worthing, it rained and rained, giving us only a minute to stand by the sea. And crunching my way through the shingles, it seemed there was nothing changed, though the jetty was maybe more scarred than I'd known it. My grandmother sits by the mirror, and Mandy and I stood and stared at the overcast sky, where 10 years ago we had stood, my grandfather and I, and the waves still rushed in as they hide the year that he died. And it seemed that my lifetime was shrunken and lost in the tide as it rose and fell on the side. Louis Battenberg is burning the Admiralty lights.
My Kind of Folk featured Al Stewart. The producer was Francis Lyne.